This goes to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-I-E, Akers, A-C-K-E-R-S, P-A-C, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Garla Zelensky, Z like zebra, E-L, I, N like November, S-K-I, date of birth 12-2-1937. Dear Ms. Akers, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Zelensky with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and history of interstitial nephritis secondary to proton pump inhibitor use, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was February 6th of this year. She's feeling well. Her weight is unchanged. She has had an increase in her Norvasc from 5 milligram to 7.5 milligram a day. And Synthroid also was increased from 25 microgram up to 50 microgram a day. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. And her only complaint is the fact that she urinates every 2 hours at night. She is able to go right back to sleep after getting up to use the bathroom. She's not incontinent, but she feels like she doesn't urinate as much during the day. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Physical exam, weight 130 pounds, pulse 68, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm setting, large adult cough is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 4th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0 with estimated GFR of 55, and this is stable. Albumin 4, calcium 8.9, electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.7. Intact parathyroid hormone is slightly elevated at 67.2. We will watch that annually. Hemoglobin 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to proton pump inhibitor-induced interstitial nephritis, currently stable. Hypertension is at goal, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will continue to monitor renal chemistries every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.